Julie Atwood is here. If you don't know Julie, I would be surprised by that. But let me tell you a little bit about Julie Atwood. She founded the Halter Project in 2014. That's the Horse and Livestock Team Emergency Response. And man, oh man, this is combining the folks from the ranching community, veterinary medicine, and emergency management. She was ahead of our time, really, considering what happened in October. In fact, in 2016, Julie Wendt and the Halter Project honored at the White House. 2016 recipients of the FEMA Individual and Community Preparedness Awards. In an amazing honor, I'm sure, for Julie. Also, Gold Resolution by the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors for bringing awareness and preparation in terms of animal emergency preparedness. And I know that you had a huge hand in saving animals all over Sonoma County in October. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you so much. I'm pretty humbled to hear all that. I guess I'd love to start by saying that we did start this project with the idea that we were going to help make first responders and community members safe when they're working with large animals in any kind of emergency or disaster. But no sooner had we started with that than first responders and animal control officers, law enforcement, they all started coming to me and begging me to do outreach for preparedness in general.
Yeah.
And so even though HALTER does stand for Horse and Livestock Team Emergency Response, our mantra is all animals, all dangers, all safe. All species, and that really includes us. So we've really broadened the scope in the last 3.5 years to community outreach, and that's one arm of our mission, and working with first responders and community members to keep everybody safe with their animals and the animals that they encounter in any type of incident.
And create a plan, and create a really detailed plan for ranch owners, livestock, anybody who's involved in this realm of activity with animals. That plan is the linchpin, isn't it?
It is. Having a plan starts at the very top, and every emergency manager will tell you that it all starts with a plan for your community, for your state, for the country, but it trickles down to us, and it all starts and ends with us. And probably the toughest message that the biggest challenge we're having right now in getting our message out is that we are not just about the large animals. In fact, during our most recent events, we spent probably 3/4 of our time, our energy, our messaging on working with pet owners. And I'm a pet owner. You're a pet owner.
Yes,
we're all pet owners.
Yes, we are.
And in the ranching community, I mean, if there's a horse, if there's a cow, if there's sheep, there are going to be dogs. They're going to be barn cats.
Yeah.
In our county, we have hundreds, if not thousands, of beautiful, fabulous koi in incredible ponds. And I actually got to be involved in some very major koi rescues.
Koi
working
rescues.
With the University of California at Davis. So have a plan. It's the most important single message I can give to the community, whether it's for you, your dog, your cat, your parakeet, horse, llama, grandma, grandpa, kids, next door neighbor. It is planning for everyone will save you, can help save your home, will definitely save lives.
And I want to talk about the event coming up weekend after this, Julie, but can you, I know it's hard to do, kind of put in a few words the kinds of activities you were involved in on October 8th and 9th and longer of last year?
Well, as you know, only too well, saying that in a few words is pretty difficult.
Yeah.
But I would say, first and foremost, it was saving ourselves, our animals, and the people who live and work on our properties. And that goes back to planning and being prepared. If you cannot save yourself, you cannot save anybody else.
Thing one, yes, right.
So that was first. We did have a plan. Our plan was always to shelter in place on a ranch that we own. Our ranch is at the corner of Highway 12 and Nuns Canyon Road.
Yeah, right in the path of course, the devastation of the Nuns fire.
So,
wow.
So our plan really, really saved us. We had 10 minutes to get our 7 equines, several cats, and a whole bunch of workers, including a teenager, to safety, and then start working to help the fire service save the property any properties.
Yeah.
We were just in person and safety mode until probably Wednesday or Thursday of that week. We were able to evacuate all our animals out to a ranch that we have in Northern California. And then I really was able to kick into high gear, working with Sonoma County Animal Services, being a point of communication contact because the county's communications
were desperately challenged.
You were a key link in the chain of communication command.
Yeah, but you were out there on the field. You were doing the really tough work day by day. And obviously what has been driven home to all of us, Julie, since then is the need for preparedness. And that is certainly at the center of the Home and Ranch Preparedness Summit going on, May not this weekend, but the following weekend at the fairgrounds. And tell me who this is for.
So the Home and Ranch Readiness Summit is 3 days and 2 nights of events. It's grown from a single day, which we called Ranch Readiness Day. First one was in 2014, right in Glen Ellen. And it's grown to 3 days of free events for first responders, community leaders, emergency managers, animal handlers, homeowners, animal owners, homeowner associations.
Yeah.
Basically, anyone and everybody in the North Bay community.
Anybody who's taking care of anything. Right?
Anything or anybody.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay. That about takes care of it. So anybody can come to the summit.
Anybody can come, and we hope that everybody will come. We have a few events that do require registration, as they are trainings and classes that are specifically designed for first responders, firefighters, animal control, law enforcement. We have an incredible training on Thursday night that is open to anyone, but it's designed for professional canine handlers, and it involves trauma care for working canines in the field. And in our area, we've really broadened the definition of what is a working canine, because we've got police dogs, ag detection dogs, livestock guardian dogs. So this is good information for everybody. And we have some of the world's leading experts in a range of subjects that all focus on various types of preparedness. We're so blessed to have great...
The timing, I mean, it's just impeccable. It really is. Do we wish it had happened, you know, a month before October? But of course we do. But you know, there's no time like the present. And if we don't get now that we need to prepare, then shame on us.
Well, this is our fourth year, our fourth event. We've kept it in Sonoma County, although we've been invited to take it on the road. This is where I live, and we're really committed, and we need this, and we feel that it's something we can do for the community.
And talk about Saturday night, because a special event on Saturday night inherent, you know, that really is surrounded by this whole notion of preparedness.
Saturday night, May 19th, we are bringing back an event that we first produced in the fall of 2015. Halter honors the Heroes Community Preparedness Awards. So this honors preparedness heroes. Preparedness just isn't sexy, Pat. You know, nobody wants to talk about it.
It's sexier now, Julie. It's sexier
now.
Hey,
we're here, right?
Yeah.
This is really a challenge in the world of preparedness. So I think a lot of people listening today know me because I am one of the faces of Wine Country Hospitality, and proud to wear that hat. So I said a few years ago, well, who says that preparedness events have to be dull and dreary and look like, you know, a governmental meeting? So we do it right. We have fabulous local food, wonderful chefs, ambiance, all to celebrate people and businesses, agencies, and organizations we consider to be role models. Certainly, there are many, many people out there in the community who prepare every single day to have our backs. And these people have all agreed to accept awards only if they could be considered representatives of the broader community.
And, you know, it takes a village. We all know it takes a village.
It does.
So that's a wonderful thing. So that's Saturday night at the fairgrounds. And what does it cost to get in there? And is the community invited to that event, too?
This is an event, again, to which everybody is invited, and there is no cost. We have invited over 120 volunteers from around the community who all participate in various ways. So to come to the event, to sponsor the event, to sponsor an award, and actually be up on stage handing an award to a recipient, all you have to do is make a donation to the Sonoma Volunteer Firefighters Association.
Fantastic. And let us know how to get more information about this. What's the website to go to?
You can go directly to halterproject.org to get all the information about Halter Honors the Heroes Community Preparedness Awards. So again, that's halterproject.org. If you're interested in the Home and Ranch Readiness Summit, all 3 days, one day, any activity, just go to ranchreadinessday.com.
ranchreadinessday.com or Halter Honors the Heroes.
Halterproject.org.
Halterproject.org.
ranchreadinessday.com. And guess what? We cross-reference everything. So
that's fantastic.
You can also get information at julieatwoodevents.com.
julieatwoodevents.com. It's going to be a great 3-day event. I will be thrilled to be there on Saturday night and helping to honor the heroes. And Julie, thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing it. We need it. Every aspect of our lives need to be accounted for and prepared for. And we'll see you on Ranch Readiness Weekend.
Thank you so much for being our voice when we needed you and now.
Honored to do it.